Hey, good morning. This is Steve Horseman with Good Guys to Great Men. Thanks again for watching today. You can probably tell I've got my morning face on, that puffy look when you still just been out of bed for a half an hour. It's about 6 a.m. here in Colorado, and I wanted to talk today about something that's come up recently, and that's about habits. Habits that can either build you up, inspire you, and energize you, or habits that can drain the ever-loving crap out of you. So when we talk about mojo, when we talk about a guy getting his mojo back, his sense of purpose, his sense of well-being, his sense of happiness and connection with other people, it takes a total change in habits. I have a guy coming up here for the weekend. He's driving up to spend 2 days with me here, just hiking around, doing some coaching, going out, having some beers by the fire. And it's something he's never done. He's never imagined in his life that he would leave home for the weekend and go hang out with some other guy and talk about life and talk about dreams and talk about how he's going to change things. That's a habit change. Getting up at 6 a.m. in the morning for me and coming out with the dogs and the horses and the kitties. And there's a couple of them over here. It's a habit for me that I wanted to create, something that's all for me. So in this video, I want to give you some advice or some insight into what it takes to totally change the negative downward spiral that you might find yourself in sometimes, whether it's in the hands of a relationship or a job that you hate or just a rut that you're in. Sometimes we develop a perfect system for sabotaging ourselves. I used to have a perfect system of staying up late, of going to dinner parties all the time and drinking too much and waking up with hangovers and then eating crap for breakfast and then watching crap TV during the day and not getting any exercise, maybe hanging around people who are negative and always whining and pissing and moaning about things. I really didn't have habits or people or places or things in my life that energized me, that actually lifted me up, inspired me, made me think differently. And I can tell you that unless you do that, unless you stop doing the things that drain the other ever-loving crap out of you, and you start doing things that inspire you and energize you and lift you up and motivate you to do something different than you've ever done before, you're going to get stuck in that spiral. So like I said, even if you're in a relationship that's going out of control and you're not sure how it's going to end, you're looking for certainty, you're looking for some sense of calmness and confidence. You can't find it if you're doing the same old things. I want to encourage you to do something new. So one of the things I have to offer you are retreats. We have some great meals. We have some great conversations. I do some coaching. I do some presentation and teaching during these retreats. But it's something, if you've never done it, if even hearing me talk about it on this video is making you go, yeah, that ain't gonna happen. Think about why that is. Why is that feeling in your gut that it would be weird for you to schedule something just for you, to take care of you, to tell your friends or family that you're disappearing for a weekend to do something strictly for you? That's what I want to challenge you to do. I don't care if it's coming up to my retreat or if it's just adopting a new ritual on weekends or something that's healthier, something that inspires you, something that really gets your mind in a better place than where it is right now. So that's what I have to offer you. Change your habits. Stop doing things that drain you. Start doing things that energize you. Make a list. That's all I've got today. Take care. We'll see you later. Bye-bye.